I'm Dan Klefstad. The Thanksgiving holiday weekend could affect Illinois COVID numbers in a couple of ways. The State Department of Public Health reported 7,178 new cases Sunday. That is the third day in a row the state reported fewer than 8,000 new cases. But that can be attributed to fewer tests being performed because of the holiday. Meanwhile, hospitalizations and the state's seven-day positivity rate are trending down, but health officials expect travel and gatherings related to Thanksgiving to send those numbers back up. Cases contracted at the holiday dinner table could start showing up later this week. Meanwhile, unprecedented unemployment fraud continues across Illinois. State Attorney General Kwame Raoul says his office received nearly 5,000 complaints since July. Such fraud is often in the form of a fake benefit debit card.
If you've received an IDES debit card or a letter approving you to receive unemployment insurance benefits that you did not apply for, it unfortunately likely means that an identity thief applied for benefits using your name and or your social security number.
Raoul recommends keeping an eye on your bank statements and credit report if you think your information has been compromised. November has been warmer than average. Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford says this season hasn't had significant cold outbreaks or prolonged periods of below freezing temperatures. As for soil moisture, central and northeast Illinois have between 1 and 3 inches drier than normal this month.
6-month precipitation has been between 1 and 8 degrees below normal across a wide swath of the state from Quincy to Chicago. Consequently, soil moisture is lacking throughout central and northeast Illinois as we move into climatological winter.
Ford says a wet winter will be necessary to recharge soils before the next growing season begins. Illinois transportation officials are reminding drivers to be prepared for snow and ice. Since the start of the pandemic, IDOT adopted several measures to keep frontline personnel safe, including frequent disinfecting of facilities and equipment. Employees responsible for snow and ice removal are instructed to wear masks, socially distance, and avoid congregating. Contingency plans will provide coverage and clear roads as quickly as possible if workers need to quarantine, but response times could be affected. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. A Jackson County crash on Thanksgiving Day killed 2 people and sent at least 6 to the hospital. The Sheriff's Department says they were called to the scene of a 2-vehicle crash near the intersection of Old Route 13 and Country Club Lane just after 5:30 Thursday evening, where a Chevy Impala had crashed into a Ford F-150. Investigators say 26-year-old Christopher Cross of Murfreesboro was driving the Impala eastbound when he lost control and crossed the center line, hitting the Ford driven by 30-year-old Jeffrey Wire of Hobart, Indiana. There were 5 passengers in the Impala, 23-year-old Ashley Segler of Murfreesboro, and 4 children under the age of 5. Segler was pronounced dead at Memorial Hospital of Carbondale, and the children were also taken to Memorial. 2 of them were airlifted from there to St. Louis. 1 later died. 2 passengers in the F-150, 27-year-old Tyler Wire of LaSalle and 31-year-old Sally Morrow of Carbondale, were also taken to Memorial Hospital. A new survey finds 56% of Illinois households with children aren't sure they'll be able to afford food over the next 4 weeks. New U.S. Census Bureau numbers indicate hunger is at an unprecedented level across the country, most keenly affecting families.